It was good to see what I'm calling the big snowstorm of 2012 drop a season-high 5 inches of snow the other day. I can remember years when a 5-inch snowfall was met with a shrug and a broom to clear the steps. This year, it's worthy of news stories and celebration. Here at Sawbill, we've been luckier than most of the state with 37 inches of total snowfall for the season so far and 19 inches currently on the ground. Another big story this week was the reworking of political districts that follows the general census every decade. It's heartening to observe that the nonpartisan judicial panel that does the redistricting actually was nonpartisan and fair. In this time when partisanship seems to be creeping into every aspect of life, I give credit to the redistricting panel itself and to the Minnesota Supreme Court that appointed the panel with keeping the best interests of the whole state in mind. That said, I do think the panel screwed up our legislative district. I'm not saying they did it for political reasons, but it does appear that they don't understand the geography of northern Minnesota very well. Our old legislative district, which was numbered 6A, used to be all of Cook County, all of Lake County, which includes Two Harbors, of course, and a slice of St. Louis County that included the townships just east of Duluth. The new district is numbered 3A and includes all of Cook County, all of Lake County except Two Harbors, northern St. Louis County, and in my opinion, oddly, all of Couchiching County. If you just look at the map, this would seem to make sense, but the reality is that Cook and Lake counties have very little in common with Couchiching County, and plenty in common with Two Harbors and the communities just east of Duluth. There's not even a direct road between Cook County and Couchiching County, and it takes almost 7 hours to drive from Grand Portage to International Falls. That's roughly how long it takes to drive from Grand Portage to Northfield. I mean no disrespect to the good people of Couchiching County, but due to the geography, we have little day-to-day interaction with them. From the perspective of party politics, it probably won't present a huge change. Our incumbent representative, David Dill, who caucuses with the Democrats, lives in Crane Lake, which is pretty much in the middle of the new district. It's probably fair to say that Couchiching County tends to vote a bit more Republican than Two Harbors and the Duluth area townships, so it will be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of elections. Birch Grove Foundation Director Patty Nordahl reports that the Timber Beasts, led by team captain Ryan Blaisdell, won this year's boot hockey tournament. This is their second consecutive annual victory. The other teams were Awesome, Mixed Nuts, and Superior Hotshots. The event was a big success, thanks to the participants, spectators, and the sponsors, especially Grand Marais State Bank and Sven and Ole's Pizza. Everyone is looking forward to next year's tournament on the brand new rink. David Abaz from Round River Farm in Finland spoke at the Birch Grove Senior Lunch last week. Round River Farm practices what is known as community-supported agriculture. They sell shares in their output before the growing season starts for a flat fee. Each shareholder gets an equal portion of the produce as it's harvested throughout the season. They share the bounty, but they also share the risk, which makes life a lot more predictable for the farmer. Here at Sawbill, we've purchased a share from David and his partners for many years, and I highly recommend it. This year, David would like to find 3 more shareholders in the West End community and make Birch Grove a weekly drop-off point for veggie deliveries. A share can be split among 2 or more families, and you can get a discount by working 2 4-hour shifts on the farm. The healthy, delicious produce comes with a newsletter that details what's going on the farm and recipe ideas for that week's produce. You can find contact information by Googling Round River Farm, Finland, Minnesota, on the internet. And finally, it's not too early to mark your calendars for the Lutzen, Tofte, and Schroeder annual township meetings held in the evening on Tuesday, March 13th. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.